The real problem, of course, is that it depends not just on tourism from Britain, but also from cross-border tourism. And we've seen the effect of sterling on tourism, that British tourism declined by 5% in 2017. And it's increasing slightly in the first part of this year, but not by enough to compensate for the 5% decline. If anything, it'll get worse if we do end up with a hard Brexit, but it's certainly not going to go back to more competitive levels for Ireland. So we face difficulties there. The bigger problem now is that if we do head towards a hard Brexit in its extreme form, the access is a big issue in terms of getting tourism into the island economy.
You did mention the cross-border element, and at present anyone from Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh, further afield,
right,
who wishes to come to Donegal just comes. If there was any question of passport controls or whatever,
people
wouldn't be as inclined, you believe, to come.
Absolutely. And not even that so much that they wouldn't be inclined to come, it'd just be extra hassle and would look for other areas. When you think about it, when we go for hospitality activity and we go for entertainment, we don't really want lots of hassle getting there. We want the easiest route possible. Now, that's not to say, of course, that lots of people still won't cross the border in both directions and it'll be impossible to police all the crossings and so on, but it will make life more difficult. And anything which makes access more difficult reduces the attractiveness of taking advantage of whatever tourism facilities would be in each other's jurisdiction. It just makes life that little bit more difficult.